The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, settling in for a lightly guided meditation, pretty light. Just allowing yourself to close the eyes, if that is comfortable for you. And bringing the attention inward to the sense of the body sitting, or whatever posture you're in. Just sensing that from the inside, how the body feels in this posture. Perhaps allowing the attention to orient to the places where your weight is resting, so your seat against the chair or the cushion, or your body against what it's lying on. Perhaps the legs or feet are against the floor. And just allowing yourself to be supported. Releasing the weight into what is supporting you. Sometimes we don't allow ourselves to be supported. And inviting a softening of the body, softening of the face, jaw, the eyes, softening of the shoulders, releasing the shoulder blades to slide down the back, and letting the heart lift slightly. Softening the belly, and releasing, holding in the arms and legs. And this softening is not a collapse. It's just an ending of the control we try to exert. And we can feel the response, the aliveness that is freed up through softening. letting the body straighten and be upheld by the spine as it will naturally. Turning attention toward the mind, the awareness, the mindfulness that's present, that can know or experience directly. An opening to any emotions or thoughts that may be present, and just knowing them. Just movements of the mind and heart. And relaxing. And inviting an attitude of ease, peace, with whatever is present. There may be parts of the mind and heart that are not at ease or not peaceful, but we can know that in a simple, easy way. Being with those energies. This is kind. This is wise. So resting with this flow for our meditation together. In the last few minutes of this meditation, you are invited to notice if there is any sense of ease or peace in the mind simply from being present. Sometimes we don't notice that the very act of being aware itself carries some peace, even if what we're aware of is agitation or dis-ease. The awareness itself includes that. So we can widen and ask, what else is here? Is there any ease? And just allowing that to be included.